Our cash cattle market continues to be very strong. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact the local agent today. When it comes to the cash cattle market, Mike Miner with Professional Ag Marketing based in Laverne, Minnesota, said cash remains king.
Yeah, the cash market really confirming this bull market remaining in place for the time being, certainly overloading the long side of the category these funds are anyways. Still, they haven't had quite enough bearish outside forces to really try to push those funds out from their longs. And we are well into overbought territory technically, but at this point fundamentals look great. No real supply changes and demand continues to plug right along. Box beef values are incredible. We are seeing word maybe that some of these packers are getting to levels now over 220 cash where it's going to be very uncomfortable for them. So continue to keep an eye on packer margins and any news out of packers and just how they're feeling these days and what their outlook is, I think, Keith, on the cattle side.
Not only are we watching the grain and livestock markets, but we're also taking time and listening to our producers and their concerns. Stu Swanson is the president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association and a farmer producer from near Clarin, Iowa. He said he's been listening and talking with producers about the trade tariffs.
Yeah, as corn growers, we all know that ag trade and relationships with other countries is critically important to profitability for farmers. You know, we export about a third of what we produce across the board. It's about 12% of the corn that we produce here in Iowa is exported. We need those export markets. Farmers have committed to trade via the corn checkoff.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.